dig it.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We start the show every day with something we call Chris's question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a question I have for these two fellas, because I am...
Chris?
Yeah, you're Chris.
Yeah. So, guys, I was using the hand dryer there at the mall.
Like the blow dryer.
Yeah.
A hand dryer.
What sort of hand dryer? The one where you dip your
Dyson
hands
one,
into
the
it?
One that's, yeah. That you, yeah. Yeah. It's like it's super... Now, for some reason...
Don't mistake it for a urinal.
No, don't do that. Don't.
Pee everywhere.
Pee in a hand dryer. Would it dry pretty instantly, though? Or would it just blow
just
the pee all back
pee
down?
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Anyways. I was wondering, you know how, like, in comics and stuff, when there's a sound effect, they spell it?
Yeah.
Like, whoosh! How would you spell the noise a hand dryer makes?
So we're making a hand dryer onomatopoeia.
Hmm.
You're making a sound.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm spelling it out, Jason.
You're spelling it?
In my head.
He's trying to figure out the letters that would attach to the...
V.
It's a V?
Three Vs.
Even...
Four Vs.
Yeah, okay. As it starts. Like, so lots of Vs. A couple R's.
An F. And, you had to put an F an in F for your transition from V to R.
And then like an A, H, H with some W's in it, maybe?
If you're just joining... Yours is really good. I just don't know how to spell. If you're just joining us, we're trying to figure out how to spell the noise a hand dryer makes. Jamie, you have the sound down. You have the
good.
Sound nailed.
But how
let
do
me
you
hear
spell
it again.
It?
Let me hear it again.
A little deep, maybe.
Yeah, a little deep.
Yeah.
God, that hurts.
There's definitely a V. Definitely a V kicks off your sound. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you got to go with a V and then some R's. You're right.
Yeah.
But then what are the vowels? It's like an A.
It depends
A-U.
On the one.
A-U. A-U.
That one sounds A-U. Like it needs service.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, are the Dyson ones the same as the traditional, like,
no,
white?
No, they're more of a...
Yeah.
But with a maybe it's harmony.
Yeah.
We could
like
all
that.
Do it together.
Yeah. So I'll do the high one.
All right.
Okay, I'll do mid-range. Okay. You do the low.
Okay. Ready? Ready?
That's pretty good.
You know what?
I don't know how to spell that, though.
No.
While we think about this, you know what dryers I hate are the ones that are attached to the tap? Like the ones that stick out. They look like handlebars. Like handlebars
There's
that go the wrong
water
way.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Never even seen those.
Yeah, some of the en routes and stuff. Yeah,
you would be livid. So you're washing your hands, and all you have to do is move them out 4 inches, and there's the dryer right there.
But it blows it back on you.
Like, it blows water and bubbles everywhere.
Yeah,
that's insane.
If you use too much soap, or the drain's not quite working properly, then you get soaked.
Oh yeah.
Someone has texted in their contribution.
Okay, what are they?
They say it's spelled Z Z Z Z S S S H S.
There's no vowels in there.
Oh, wow. That's actually a good... I didn't even think of it until Chris did it.
Okay.
When your hands go in.
Yeah.
When your hands are out, it's more like your noise.
Oh, I see.
But then when the hands go in, it's like... It's a combo. You can't spell it. There's too many letters on top of letters. You can't spell that. We nailed it, though, Jamie. That was perfect.
It's like a layered sandwich.
Yeah.
You can't just have
noise.
One part.
It's unspellable.
Yeah.
Because you can't layer letters in spelling.
You can't. No.
No, you can't. Wouldn't that be something?
Man.
That would make the English language a lot harder if you had to spell some words with layers.
Layers?
Yeah. Man. Great question.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Certainly gets the brain going right early in the morning, eh?
And the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good mouth warm-ups there.
Oh, yeah.
Tip of the teeth. What's the one? Tongue, the tip of the teeth.
Tongue, the lips. You need New York.
You're doing more mouth exercises?
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Not often the three of us will get the same amount of excitement about a movie coming out.
No. Because we all have different tastes of things.
For sure. Of course. Who doesn't? But there's one where I saw a trailer for something. I'm like, guys, you got to watch this trailer. And they both, Jason and Jamie, were in 100% in this movie. It comes out Friday. It's called Sasquatch Sunset. And it looks like one of the most ridiculous films ever made, which is, I think, why we're all in, because we generally celebrate ridiculous things. And
I don't think they made it to be, like, serious.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure there's some underlining message in it. But it doesn't look like there's any words in the movie.
No.
You follow a Sasquatch family around the forest, basically.
For like a year, it looks like, because there's snow at some point in the trailer.
Yeah. Some sort of storyline to following these four Sasquatches around the woods, not saying a word. So the trailer itself is ridiculous.
Do you want to play just a little tidbit?
Sure,
This is maybe what you could expect a little bit about Sasquatch Sunset. It looks amazing.
Some people are like walking out of screenings.
Yes.
Yeah.
They say it's gross.
It's too gross. And the people are walking out of the screening.
What could be grosser than life?
This will be one of the most divisive movies, I think, ever.
Maybe.
People will either love this movie and cherish it forever, and if some people will just cannot, will not be able to let go of how silly it is, and will just hate it.
Because there's no dialogue?
It doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it.
No, but like some people are upset that there's no dialogue.
I see.
But well, I mean, like you have pets at home.
Yeah.
Like your pets don't talk back to you, but you still like them.
There's a whole soundtrack you can go. So that it's by, the whole soundtrack is put together by The Octopus Project.
Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of Explosions in the Sky-esque, which did, if anyone watched the fantastic Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
They did the score for that.
That's
kind of thing.
Great band.
Yeah. And it's all just music that you can really get behind, just like in the trailer. I don't know why. I want to see this movie so... I haven't wanted to see a movie in years.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. There's scenes of them like eating mushrooms off trees and their mouths foaming. Yeah.
It's like so ridiculous.
They have to hunt and stuff. It's with... what's his name? From...
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, from
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the... Sasquatches.
That looks great.
Yeah. Sasquatch Sunset is so relentlessly gross that people are walking out of the theaters.
I might go see it Friday.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
It looks so dumb.
It probably is.
Oh, it's probably insanely ridiculous, but there's probably a message.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, soundtrack sounds nice.
Yeah, right.
I hope it does really well. It won't.
No.
Such a niche movie that nobody.
Yeah.
Like there's a good portion of people listening to us right now who like us who can't believe we want to go see this movie because they think it's the dumbest thing ever.
Anyway.
I hope it's just not Sasquatch sex for 2 hours.
Yeah, that would
turn somebody on.
All right. Well, that's out Friday if you're interested. But if you're not, you're probably not. Don't think it's going to change your mind 10 minutes in if you think just what the tiny trailer part's
dumb.
I think it's only going to get dumber.
Yeah. Circle is a shape.
It goes around and around. Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
I can go first real quick.
Okay.
You know the band Tool?
I do.
Yes.
So the singer, Maynard James Keenan, he enforces a no phone policy at his concerts. Says it's rude and distracting. He said you shouldn't have to watch the show through the phone of an arrogant a-hole standing in front of you.
Well, that's fair.
And the recordings won't even be good, so it's a waste of time. He's kicked people out for using their phones.
Okay.
They do a two-hour show, and at the end of the concert for their last song, he encourages people to take out their phone for the one song and get their souvenir for it.
So he doesn't want you to use your phone until he says it's okay to use your phone. Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
so I don't have a problem with it. You don't take your phone in a movie theater.
Most people don't.
So I just thought that was interesting. It is irritating when people always have their phone. The whole time, I don't mind someone taking a picture.
Sure, of course.
You're at Blues Fest or whatever, and you throw your phone up and take a couple pictures and then put it away. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not as strict as Maynard is.
No, but like people with their phones on selfie sticks just filming the concert as if it was going straight to DVD.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just terrible sound and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just put it away, man.
And there is a delusion that you think anybody else cares what you're doing, too. Like, we all post stuff on social.
Sure, of course.
It's what we do. For us, it's generally to promote things. But, like, this whole, like a friend of mine was just on vacation. And every day, 10 to 12 pictures or posts of their vacation. Crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you, no one, I barely cared the first post. Like, oh, cool, sweet. Put one up. Oh, look at the beach. It's lovely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, why? Yeah, why
I don't mind
you
seeing your, you know, even when you get back, if you put up a little collage, hey, I went here. It looks
sure.
nice.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
look at that.
Yeah.
But I don't need a running tally of the places you go on your vacation.
So many posts. I'm like, no one cares. Like, how do you even care this much? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
You've missed your vacation.
Yeah, you literally missed your vacation looking into your camera. Like, it's, anyways. So I get it. Jamie, me or you?
I'll go.
Okay.
So there's this basketball player who plays for the Houston Rockets who are eliminated from the NBA playoffs. Okay. Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah.
Okay. Boban Marjanovic. So there was a nothing game. The Clippers, it was in Los Angeles. The Clippers who've already secured a playoff spot in the Houston Rockets. And he started to hear a buzz among in the crowd as he was fouled late in the game with under 5 minutes to go. And he stepped at the free throw line. And he missed his first one.
Oh.
Now, the Clippers have a promotion where if the opposing player in the fourth quarter misses two consecutive free throws, the crowd gets free chicken.
Oh.
And this guy, being the man of the people, missed it on purpose and then pointed to himself. So
that's
everyone
amazing.
Got free chicken. That's great.
It is. That is
great. And he was laughing.
That's
everyone
a good
was
guy.
Laughing. Yeah.
I'm sure whatever company was offering it was like, you
Chick-fil-A.
Son
yeah,
of
Chick-fil-A. Who's
this,
who's
this son of a? What's he doing? Yeah.
Everyone was cheering him and he was laughing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not, neither of you are making the play. If no one cares, the game's
exactly.
Yeah. Who cares? It's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's a hero there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a handsome man.
No, he looks like he looks like someone would spend 5 hours in a chair getting special effects makeup or whatever put on.
Yeah,
look
he's,
like
not, uh-huh. he's not a handsome man. But hey, he got everyone free chicken.
Free chicken.
Gents, I have some groundbreaking information here. It's going to blow your mind.
Really?
All right?
Okay.
Now, this is according to nutritionists. Let me see if you... I'm going to list these and we can see if you... These are the three healthiest and least healthy condiments.
Okay.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to see if you can figure out which category these fall into.
Okay.
Mustard.
Healthy.
Healthy.
Yeah, of course. Mayonnaise.
Not healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Salsa.
Pretty healthy.
Yeah, pretty healthy. Yep,
pretty
you're right.
Healthy, yeah.
Ketchup.
Not healthy. Just
nope.
That's just sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Straight vinegar.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it there, yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
No,
not healthy.
Not healthy. A lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
There you go. Yeah. You guys figured it out. Look at that. Thanks.
Man, we didn't
thanks
even study.
Thanks to these nutritionists for telling us that sugar and fat is bad for you.
Yeah.
And things that don't have it are not as bad for you.
Sure.
Huh?
I get the sugar-free ketchup. It tastes almost the same.
Really?
It's not as good.
I can't.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like.
It's not
It sounds
as
like you're trying
good.
To convince yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Vinegar is the number one, though. Good for your gut and
right.
adds a lot of flavor without adding salt, sugar, or fat. So they say vinegar is the top condiment. If you want just a little bit of kick without.
Top condiment.
It's probably not vinegar good on a sandwich.
No.
Some do, though. They like. Have you seen those like Italian sub places? They'll like douse their subs with vinegar before they put the bread on. I'm like,
it's not good.
And mayo's the worst, obviously.
Yeah.
Just pure saturated fat. That's all it is.
It's just eggs, right?
And oil.
Eggs and oil,
oil.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I'm not a mayo guy, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You don't do mayo.
No way, Jose.
You told Jose.
Yeah.
You hear that, no. Jose? No way.
No mayo for Jamie.
Keep that mayo out of here, Jose. No way. He knows now.
Yeah.
We told him.
The Dougie Line is brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
That's what you do. You call it, you leave a message, play it twice a day. 640, 840-ish. Jamie?
Yeah.
What do we got?
You guys play games on your phones?
On occasion?
A little bit of golf. That's about it right now.
Right now you're into the golf? Well, a guy's got a... He wants to know if it's sad or an accomplishment, something he's done, okay?
I got this game on my phone that I play when at work and I'm in the bathroom, you know, doing my business. I don't get any reception in the bathroom, so I can't, like, scroll social media or whatever. So I got this game that I play. The other day, I realized I had reached level 847.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's impressive or just kind of sad. I'm not sure how to feel about that. I don't know. Let me know what you think.
It seems impressive to me. Like, I just checked the one game I have on my phone, so I'm a big...
No, you're not a big phone
guy. I have Bubble Breaker on my phone, and I'm currently on level 170.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was okay, so his level seems great to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be... I mean, there was a game that took up a good portion of my life for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, if not... Yeah.
I was even on, like, Discord, which is, like, a gaming chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Online, talking to people in my alliance.
But what level did you get to?
Well, there was no level. You just level yourself up. It's like a
as you go,
player versus player game, and it was a Game of Thrones game, right?
Okay.
And you become like you're basically a castle, which just means you're a person, but like you can you have to build up your defenses, and you train a dragon to help fight, and then you join in all these.
Didn't you spend like $3,000 or something?
I didn't spend $600.
$600. Okay.
Almost 18 months.
You.
No,
just
it was
asking.
A lot of money for a dumb phone game. But they get you, right? Because you can only increase, like, you got to buy packs to increase things, and then everyone gets more powerful than you are. I swear those games, they'll probably never admit it. I think they give people money to pay to play and increase their strength so that everyone else thinks they have to catch up.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like
conspiracy.
I'm far too...
Well, because there's no point in playing because you get your ass handed to you. So you're like, well, I gotta spend $29.
I'm far too frugal for that. I would never...
Yeah, I don't even pay to get rid of commercials.
I would just delete the game. I just wouldn't...
Yeah, Jamie wouldn't even pay like a dollar to get rid of commercials.
$4.99 to get rid of commercials? Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No.
It's a free game. And I am on Wordscapes.
Yeah, you play
my
Wordscapes.
My level is 7,640.
Oh, wow. You're way better than that guy, then.
That's just figuring out words.
It's a game.
I mean? It's a game. Yeah, no, never. I would never pay.
I don't have time anymore. Like, I don't...
You don't have time for the 15 seconds till the X pops up?
No, to play phone games
lot
anymore.
It's just... It's bathroom time. Bathroom time is
phone
time.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel bad, man.
No, I don't think he feels bad at all.
No,
he feels
good. Yeah.
So I got a call here. Remember, we got one last week about the guy going through drive-thrus.
Okay.
And he's like, is it so much to put a little cover over so people don't get wet in the sun, in the snow and rain? Okay. And this is true. I had forgotten about this.
Yeah. I guess this is the responding to the guy that's whining about getting his arm wet when he's going through the drive-thrus. Well, you know, they used to have awnings over top of it, but the idiots that weren't watching used to drive and rip them right off the wall with their big trucks.
That's true. Yeah,
and they stopped replacing them. And the other thing too is, you know, if you're whining about and getting your arm wet, well then get the hell out of your car, walk into the restaurant and go get your coffee instead of lining up and backing up traffic on the main street.
Well, that happens from time to time, sure, but I don't... He's more
mad. Really
mad.
The other guy just saying, why haven't they put on it?
Yeah.
Just had a question.
Yeah.
I love how when people want things improved, it's called whining. I love people like that.
Yeah. There was like, wasn't the
only
better. Call.
Oh, why are you whining about it? Just do it.
Should always be the same. Would this not be better? Oh, you're such a soft pants. Like, okay. All right. Tough guy. Dumb.
That's true.
Like, you're just an idiot if you don't want things to get better.
Yeah, things can get better. It's fine.
Like, hey, this is easier for everybody. Ah, you're soft. Stop whining. You know what I mean?
It's such a stupid
way to look at the world. Like, never complain. Never make a comment on anything that can improve ever.
Almost like getting your bagel double toasted. Imagine complaining about that.
Well, that's not a legitimate complaint.
Imagine getting mad at someone complaining about that.
That's not an improvement for everyone. That's just a personal choice.
About an uncooked bagel.
Well, not
toasted.
It's very
toasted.
Selfish.
You don't even know how to say your own complaint.
An awning helps everybody. Your bagel just helps you and punishes everybody. That's the difference.
Imagine getting mad at someone for wanting something to improve.
No, but it's a personal.
It's just selfish.
It's like everything
you want to improve is just selfish. Yeah.
I'd like no one to be on the road when I drive to work, and I'd like all the money in the world, but that's just a selfish improvement, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like your bagel thing.
On par, yeah, for sure. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah, have a call us, leave us a message.
It'll be fun, for sure.
Fine. We'll help improve the world. Here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Ottawa, what? On a Bigs and Bar Show.
Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and go back, but your first hand's for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you, will win you, $500 in fuel courtesy of CAA and Shell.
We have Mike on the phone.
Mike.
Hello.
How's the day?
Good. Not too bad for Monday.
All right. You're familiar? You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Good luck, sir.
All right, Mike, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city is home to the NBA's Jazz?
Salt Lake City.
Who was the Ottawa Red Blacks quarterback who helped lead the team to their first Grey Cup win and was inducted in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame?
Henry Burris.
What Mona Lisa drawn and parachute inventing guy is celebrating his big 572nd birthday today?
That'd be Da Vinci.
What color jacket do you get for winning the Masters?
Green.
What is more comfortable or what is more uncomfortable to look at? A really small pair of sunglasses on a person or an overly large hat?
Sunglasses.
All right. Let's go over your answers. Right. What is more uncomfortable to look at? Really small sunglasses or an overly large hat? You said glasses. That is the answer here. That is correct.
Yeah, that's funny.
What color jacket do you get for winning the Masters? You said green.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. What Mona Lisa drawn and parachute invented guy is celebrating a big 572nd birthday today? You said Leonardo da Vinci. That is correct. Who was the Ottawa Red Blacks quarterback who helped lead their team to the first Grey Cup win and was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame? You said Henry Burris. That is correct. And what city is home to the NBA's Jazz? You said Salt Lake City, which is correct.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
We got ourselves a winner.
All right,
now, Mike, the tough choice of where to start your Plinko chip.
Oh, what to do?
Biggs Bar Pasty or Shea, where do you want to start it?
Let's go with the Shea.
All right. Hurt all our feelings there, Mike.
Yeah, I wonder what he'll win.
I don't know.
Hey! You got $500 in fuel from Shell and the CAA.
Awesome.
Congrats, Mike.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Hang on.
Hey, Mike, don't forget the CAA members save at Shell. 3 cents a liter.
Indeed, they do.
All right. All right, Mike, hang on a sec. We'll tell you how to get your fuel there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow. That's a good start to the week.
That was not an easy round either. I mean, it wasn't the hardest round, but it wasn't that easy. You got to know who Da Vinci is.
Yeah.
You got to know the Red Blacks fellow.
Henry Burris.
Henry Burris, yeah. You know, I would have known that one.
I would have had to take a guess on that one.
No clue. Yeah. But I don't watch the CFL. You want me to be honest about it? It's nothing to do with against the Red Blacks. I just don't watch the CFL. I just said you had to have nice little general knowledge of everything to win that round. So congrats to Mike.
Well-rounded fella, Mike.
Yes, a well-rounded fella indeed. Now, I wonder if that well-rounded fella would like to work 4 days a week or 5 days a week. Because some CEOs are starting to lean towards 4 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up on Shea 106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
If you don't know, this is a part in the show where we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first there?
I'll go first.
All right.
Well, there's been a program in Ottawa since 2010 called Paint It Up Ottawa, and you've probably seen the fruits of its labor.
Put on makeup like trolls.
No, they get artists.
All painted up.
Youth artists from ages of 12 to 25 to go and paint the sides of buildings and stuff like that and just like
not just spray paint tags and stuff, but like actual artwork.
Yeah, no.
And you've seen them like, you know, in, like the in the Glebe and stuff like that.
It's really nice. I love when cities do that, man. It makes it look so much nicer.
We do it a lot, or did it a lot in Halifax as well when I was there. I saw like huge murals.
So is there any area particular, or is it just kind of they pick different walls and different spots? Yeah,
you can go to the city's website, City of Ottawa website, and either register to participate if you're a Ute. Or the final locations will be revealed on May 1st.
Awesome.
So you can see where they'll be.
It sounds like a cheesy little thing, but it really does. Great. It really does bring a nice kind of vibe to certain areas of town. So it's really good. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, when you go for dinner now, basically all you see, I find, half the patrons going in have a food delivery bag in their hand because they're going to pick up stuff. So like Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes.
A lot of it. A lot of people do it as like side gigs too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pick it up after work.
Yeah. Well, an Uber Eats deliverer has gone viral because he was in Australia. It was in Australia.
Mm.
And he was delivering his food on a horse.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Like he had his Uber Eats backpack on and he had his nice shiny jacket. And he just
ride around
cruising. I wouldn't say cruising. Yeah, riding around, right? That's what you say on a horse, right? Riding. And delivering food. Now, they have said it's against their policy to make deliveries via horseback. So,
why?
I mean, it's Australia. There's no rules there.
Yeah. If you're in an urban area, I mean, that might be slightly annoying to folks. But if you're a little more rural.
It was in Sydney. It was in
right
the city.
Downtown?
They had a tough weekend, actually, there. Something really bad happened. But, this was a good thing that happened there. But he's going to get shut down.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, is he walking on the sidewalk, like knocking people into cars with his horse, trying to get food to people fast?
I doubt he's knocking into cars. Like, you can't be riding a horse that well without knowing how to ride a horse. That's a big horse, too, I'll tell you. People are feet away from him, like feet away.
Yeah,
that could get dangerous. Imagine one.
It's a little kick.
Yeah.
Or there's a slip and fall hazard, too, with what the horse leaves behind.
Yeah, he doesn't have a poop bag.
Really?
That's funny you mentioned that.
Mm. Maybe the rules are different. Like Jason said, it's Australia. I mean, there's not many rules there. It's pretty much
lawless place.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can survive the landscape, then you have to survive the wildlife, the people, and now apparently horses in town.
Yeah.
So. All right. Gents, there's a new poll. 100 CEOs, and they found 30% are seriously thinking about shifting away from the 5-day work week now.
Okay. So
to a 6?
To a 4.
Oh!
Due to research and stuff.
Would they have to work the longer hours on the 4 days? Is that what it would be?
No, it doesn't say anything about longer days. It does say more of them would consider a 4.5-day work week.
Okay,
Friday would just be a half day.
Leave early on Fridays?
Yeah, maybe even have just Fridays like a check-in day, like some day, you know, just make sure everything's wrapped up Friday
morning.
Like
the government.
If it is, like Ottawa, basically.
Yeah.
They're saying because of the research is showing that productivity is the same, if not more. Obviously, they'd be down for it. What do they care as long as they get the work out of you they want?
Yeah. Right?
So, I don't know. And there was a poll done in November that said if people are willing to work 10-hour days for 4-day weeks, most people said yes. But that was just a poll. That wasn't the CEO saying that's what they want.
Right.
They're just saying they ask people would you be willing to do your 40 hours in 4 days as opposed to 5? And most people said yes.
Sure. Just to have that extra day. Now, where does it, you know what I mean? Then everyone's like, well, do I get it off? I work in a factory. No, the factories, they go. Like, you know what I mean? First responders, they're working all the
time. Yeah, of course.
They would work their regular
shift. But you would do,
it would be like the business, the 9-to-5ers, the typical 9-to-5, 8-to-5ers. That's who would be the 4 days.
Convenience store workers would still be there.
So are you just going to be stores going to be closed? No.
No.
Also, people don't have to work the same 4 days all the time. Yeah. You can overlap.
And if
you
shifts.
If you work in places like that, you're hourly, and most of them are hourly working. Not all, but most of them are hourly work anyways, and you want to get your 40 hours in. So whether you do that in 4 days, 5 days, or 6 days, it's 40 hours if you're full-time.
And I'm sure if you want to work longer, you can. They'll let you.
Yeah. Overtime. Yeah, I'm all for it as long as it's still a 5-day school week. That's all I'm
I see what you're saying.
Well, the teachers aren't going to let that happen.
Of course.
Somebody's getting something better than us? It never. We are the best. My sister's teacher, I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, all my parents are teachers. Yeah, like,
so I'm very supportive of the teachers. I don't have any teachers in my family. Yeah. I have a friend who's a teacher.
All right. Well, you know.
I bet your radio will find a way to keep us here 5
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it.
Which is fine. I don't, you know, whatever.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah, I've been doing it this long. Just keep on trucking till it, till the old ticker stops, right? Here's Trues on Shay 106.
Hot, 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 hot,
butt, 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 butt.
Now, this hot button started as one of your questions earlier in the day.
Like, I think Jamie asked the question.
Did you ask it, Jamie?
It was actually someone,
it was part of Science of Songs, actually.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So but it was a question someone asked us. Yeah.
What is the hardest button to button?
Yeah.
And so we talked about it for a little bit, and then we got some calls on the Dougie line. Well, one call specifically, right?
Yeah, yes. This one right here.
What freaking idiot decided to take the zipper out of your pants and put buttons in it? Can we stop making pants that are buttoned up? Because, like, one, it's difficult. Two, if you got to pee or poop and you're sprinting towards the toilet, what, I'm going to undo 6 buttons before I pull down my pants? No. Buttons should definitely not be put on pants. Put the zipper there. Take the buttons out.
Well, we explained that the buttons were there first because the buttons were invented before zippers.
Yeah, that's how pants used to get done up for the most part.
And we didn't think much of it.
No.
Because it really wasn't that much of an issue for any of us. But we did receive a call from someone who was very upset.
Yeah.
I just want to say I was having a great day driving in until that friggin' moron called friggin' complaining about button-up pants. I swear to God, if he was in front of me right now, I'd kick him right in the nuts.
Whoa. Ruined his day. He was having a great day until.
Until he heard that moron.
Like, two opposing points of view. One that hates the buttons. And this last guy seems in favor of the buttons.
You think he's in favor of the buttons or just anti-complaining about the buttons?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I would say we got a hot button button.
Yeah.
A button hot button.
Yeah.
Now, could this fella be confused? This guy's talking about the fly, right?
Yeah, the fly in his jeans.
Because most pants, other than your old sweatpants and joggers, are button. Except, you know what I hated?
What's that?
The suit pants with the little clip. Do you guys like that?
Oh, the clip? No, the clip
little,
was irritating.
What would you even call that?
Would it be
called the clip?
Clasp?
It just shifts. It's like a hook.
Yeah.
Like the hook.
It's a flat hook.
Yeah. Are you guys fans of the flat hook?
I mean, it helps the pants stay sitting properly, but yeah, I always forget about it.
It's easier than a button.
Well, there's the button as well.
It's less bulky. Oh, yeah, the button's just for the little flap. The flap over the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so those still pants
gotta do
are secure.
Those are very secure pants. So you still have to do a button after the hook anyway, so why even have the hook? Just have the button.
A little button hook and zipper.
Yeah, and a zipper. Wow. Yeah, you're right. There's those a zipper, a button, and a hook. Yeah. Literally. And a belt. And you're supposed to wear a belt with dress pants.
God.
Man, maybe, no one's losing a pair of dress pants.
Maybe back in the day, at like fancy functions, maybe pantsing people was a problem.
Probably.
Seems like it was.
Yeah.
And the pants company just said, well, we'll put a stop to this.
Yeah.
And they put all the clasps.
Some folks even threw overalls. Like
the suspenders.
Suspenders on top of them.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Locked
down.
No
one's getting my pants down.
So many.
It's a lot of fasteners
so
right there.
So many fasteners. Yeah. Is there one missing? What's left? Could there be a snap?
The snap one.
Yeah, you can put a snap on there, I guess. Yeah.
I was never a fan of the snap pants.
No?
My gut always popped them open.
Popped them?
Yeah.
Someone texted in, the answer is Velcro fly.
Oh, Velcro too.
Yeah, you could use Velcro.
But it never sits
right.
Little bubbles in it and stuff.
Yes,
it's always like a bathing
suit. But imagine Velcro.
Imagine how angry the guy with the button, who's angry at the button fly jeans, would be if he had Velcro over buttons with the hook snap and another button at
and
the top.
And another button. And a
suspenders.
Belt.
And suspenders.
And suspenders. That guy never get to the bathroom.
No.
Just standing.
You have to go home.
Just standing in a horse stance at the door to some function. I dare you. I dare you to try. No one. Come on. Who's got the stones? Giant pants me.
You can't.
Ah.
Then they're so thin they just rip.
Yeah. Just grab the pockets and rip.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotcha.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
Impression.
You call us an impression of anything you want. Person, animal, machine, it doesn't matter. We're here for it, all right? 750-1061.
We have Justin up first.
Justin, time.
Yeah, it's Joe, I think I meant to say, but it's all good. I'm the guy that's calling in sick on Monday.
All right.
I don't feel very good.
Oh.
I don't feel very good. I don't feel very good.
Yeah,
okay,
you're.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a confusing fella.
Your name's Justin.
Or Daryl.
Yeah.
The first time he called in, he said Daryl.
Clearly said Daryl.
And Jason went Daryl, then he said Justin. And then we said Justin. He's like, it's Joe. Mm.
Very strange.
Yeah. That was the worst thing I think Mike I've ever heard in my life, maybe. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent. What impression do you have for us today?
I got a Simpsons character.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right. It's called Chowda. Say it. Chowda. Mm.
Trying to be Mayor Quimby's nephew.
Oh, that was Mayor Quimby's nephew.
Yeah. And it wasn't great. I understood it because of what you said. He didn't sound like Freddie Quimby. I believe that's Freddie Quimby.
Mm. All right, put him on hold. It might be the best one. You never know.
It was better than
the calling in sick guy.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, David.
David.
Yes, this is David.
How are you doing today?
Excellent, guys. Thanks.
What impression do you have for us?
I am going to do a dog.
All right. Let's hear it.
Simple.
David.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
What?
There you have it.
Sound like an old dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old guy.
Far away.
A little aged.
Yeah.
Little aged, maybe.
Yeah. But from a distance.
Or
an engine trying to start somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, it did kind of sound like a dog with a low ground. Hold on, David. Let's see what Paul has to offer.
Okay.
Paul!
Hey. What are you doing for us this morning?
I want to see if you guys can guess it. It should be pretty familiar to you.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
Tom Hanks.
Doing an impression.
Oh, that was me doing an impression. Oh, I see.
An impression of Jamie.
It was your impression of Jamie doing an impression of Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Let's hear yours, Jamie.
There's no crying in baseball.
Jamie's impression of Tom Hanks is better than your impression of Jamie's impression of Tom Hanks.
I don't know.
But his impression sounded more like Tom Hanks than Jamie's does.
Is that what you think?
I thought so.
I don't know, Jason.
Say it again, Paul.
There's no crying in baseball.
It's at base.
That's the Tom Hanks of
base.
That's what gets him.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
I vote no winner today.
So you
No one deserves to win
today.
Well,
I'm torn between Tom Hanks and the dog.
I mean, I think we got to give it to Tom.
We don't have to give it to Tom Hanks.
Why not?
No one deserves.
No one deserves. He was honoring me. I'm honored to be honored.
What did we say? We said it doesn't have to be good. It just has to be the best of the day.
You know what?
Which was the best the day?
I vote Paul with his Tom Hanks impression.
He wasn't doing a Tom Hanks impression, Jason. He was doing an impression of me doing an impression of Tom Hanks.
I still vote for Paul. That's my vote. You guys pick now.
It wasn't the best, Jamie. It wasn't nasally enough.
Jamie.
Baseball, did you crank it, baseball?
Oh, which one do you want then? The dog, Mayor Quimby's nephew, or the calling in sick guy?
Who's better than that one?
All right.
Of the other three horrendous impersonations.
Paul, thanks. Paul wins. You win, Paul.
Congratulations, Paul. You are lucky it was a bag full of stinkers this morning.
That was the plan.
Congrats. You got $100 in Lotto, which is 70 now. No.
This is 649, so 32 mil gold ball.
Hot damn. Hot
nice.
Damn.
You guys get a mil each.
That's the right guy. All right. Congrats. Hang on, okay?
Yeah.
All right. There's for Circle Time coming up, gents.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stat you said, Jason. You gave away your story, but I want to comment on it. About the kids getting bored.
Oh, yeah.
Shockingly, I don't believe it for a second.
No.
This stat about how long it takes kids to get bored. There has to be an error in this, like a decimal's in the wrong place. It's crazy. But we'll share it with you coming up on Shay 106. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. The Little spot in the show, we each bring something to the table and we share it. That caught our attention. Jason, you wanted to go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. Just a quick little story. A couple guys got arrested in New Jersey, a 77-year-old and a 54-year-old, because they've been stealing shopping carts. They've stolen at least 140 carts that people know about, wow, worth nearly 30 grand. And they've come up with a very creative name for these guys that are stealing shopping carts.
Mm.
Shopping cart bandits.
No. What? What? They're reselling them? Like, what are they? Like, what are they?
Say.
What are they doing with them?
They just took them.
Just take them, eh?
Yeah.
Do they have some vendetta with the store or something? Or
they're trying to sell them for about $200 a piece.
What?
To who? Yeah, I don't know who's in the market.
Smaller stores, maybe. Maybe they're more expensive.
Yeah.
From retailers, so like a convenience store, like, you know, some of the smaller stores.
You got to give them props, though. It was the 77-year-old that was lugging the carts into the van that they had.
Oh, wow.
He was picking them up, put them in there, you know.
That's all right.
That's how you live long. You keep active, right?
Yeah.
I bonded with a teenage fella at the grocery cart return thing, barn, oh, yeah, or whatever they call it.
The corral?
The corral, because we both got there with our carts, and the corral was a mess, and we both looked at it and went, yeah. And we just started, like, tidying it up, like, and I was, yeah, like, ah, oh, look at this. Nice. Look at us.
Yeah, nice.
Look at us. Just, you know, being heroes.
Yeah. Not all of them wear capes, I guess.
I have no reason to talk to that young lad about any other thing on the face of the earth.
Some of them push carts.
But humanity united us, you know. Anyways.
That's good.
Guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of young folks, this is a survey I do not believe for even a second.
Okay.
But there's some research that comes out, and this is American kids, but still. Says they get bored in just 33 minutes.
That seems long.
That seems like a long time to be focused.
Eternity for a child to be focused.
And not even focused, unbored.
Yes, like locked in. 40% of parents say always or often they struggle keeping their kids entertained, for sure. 35% of parents say they can feel stressed finding new ideas for their kids. What a generational difference, eh? Like, yeah, from our parents who didn't give a rat's ass if we were entertained or not.
Find something to do.
Yeah. Get out of the house! Like, that's, I mean, really, like...
Oh, you're bored, are you?
Yeah.
Here's some cigarettes to roll.
Yeah, like, that's... Never tell your parents you're bored. Yeah. Ever.
No.
Like, never would I...
There's a pile of dirt that needs to be spread.
Exactly.
Yeah. These anyway. People...
Yeah, so average kid reportedly spends 13 hours in front of a screen a week. I thought that would be higher. It's not even 2 hours a day. I thought that would be higher for sure. And 81% of parents say their children prefer hand-on activities away from the screen, like arts and crafts, playing outside, reading books.
As opposed to what, standing still?
Yeah, just staring at a screen.
Sorry, what ages was this, though?
It does not. It just says children.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, like, whatever. Are you doing arts and crafts or you're a 16-year-old? Probably not, so, you know.
I never know.
No, I know, but I'm not knocking you if you are. I'm just saying that's probably not who they're asking.
Oh, you're bored? Come help me fold this tarp.
Dude, like, it's...
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
No, like, never tell them.
I would never dream of telling them I'm bored. I act busy when they come around so they don't ask me to do, like, tasks.
I read a thing the other week that it's actually good for children to be bored. Like, it's a good thing for your brain because you have to think of things to do.
And
you
just have to entertain yourself. And just to be comfortable in silence. And
exactly.
Like there was a, I saw this, this guy on social media said, hey, remember when you used to be at the bus stop and that's just where you were, at the bus stop?
Yeah.
And you had to watch, like, the dew run down the glass on the window. Like, there's just nothing to do for, like, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. You just stare at the world.
Look watch at cars
clouds
and stuff.
Drive by.
Clouds,
what does that
cars
cloud look like?
Doze off. Like, I mean, there's just nothing to do. Now there's not a second of these kids where they have to entertain themselves or not be entertained. Whether that's good or bad, who knows? Probably bad. But, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, speaking of boring, a lot of people find golf boring.
Yes.
I don't know if this is on purpose, but there were a lot of hot mic issues at the Masters this weekend. Hot mic meaning the microphone is a little too close to the golfers, and you're hearing them be normal people. If you've ever played golf, like, Jason, you don't give a rat's ass about golf, but when you play, I still imagine you mutter some swear words.
Oh,
when you
for
make,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Because when you're doing something, you want to do
of
it
course.
Well.
You guys swear when you play golf? I've never never said
I've
a negative
thing. The worst
thing,
I've ever heard anyone say in my life with you on the golf course, which we will never repeat.
Never repeat.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Oh, never.
So, anywho, there's this jerk, Patrick Reed. He's been called out for cheating and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So he hit a bad shot, and it went into a crowd, okay? So we'll play that part, and here he was on the hot mic.
You f***ing suck. Kentucky, you make a good golf swing today, please.
Which isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Just one swearer, but it was very clear.
Self-critical.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Very clear. So then he was over in the gallery where he was shooting from, and here is that little follow-up.
What?
You hit my friend Darlene, a patron yells out for some reason.
So the ball went into the crowd?
Yeah, I guess.
And plunk some lady?
And plunk some lady named Darlene. You hit my friend
Darlene. I can't tell. Is she upset about it or happy about it?
I don't know. You're right.
Like, is she like, you hit my friend Darlene? Or is she like, hey, you hit my friend Darlene?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she's too angry.
Yeah, I can't.
She's like, oh, my again? God. You actually hit her. You hit my friend
Darlene. I think she's excited. Yeah. She almost sounds like she's going to break into a laugh after she just says Darlene.
I think she's pumped.
Well, sometimes they'll sign a glove or a ball, so maybe they thought. She was like, no, you hit her. Give her something,
Yeah, she didn't seem that upset about it.
And then there's a guy, Tyrrell Hatton.
He's a beaut.
He's amazing, okay. And he always seems to be in a
Scottish?
England, I think.
English?
So this was him from last week, but they got him doing some dandies on the Masters, too. But this is, he's just one of us.
Yeah.
He's anybody who's ever golfed.
I can reach those trees, can't it? F***ing what a wank bounce that was. If f***ing bounces left, it's fine. F*** you.
Yeah, that sounds more like me playing golf. Yeah.
I just discovered him this weekend. Yeah. There's so many clips of him potty mouthing. And there's pictures of him with like eating half a sub on the course with just like falling down his shirt. Like he's a beaut. He's my new favorite golfer, I think.
Someone asked like how he could do today. He's like, I don't have a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he'll go out and obviously he's a good enough golfer. But
he's one of my top. Well, I don't know why Netflix hasn't jumped on him to do it like, for their full swing.
Right, yeah, you're
a season following him
around.
Well,
he's with Liv. He went to Liv. Oh, no, they have Liv guys on there though. So.
Yeah, but anyways.
Doesn't matter.
He'd be a great guy. Anyways, yep.
He almost too much.
They're one of us. Well, except for the guy who won. He's definitely not.
Oh, yeah, he's not one of us. No. Scotty Scheffler, he's
an android. Good at stuff.
Yeah.
He's a God-fearing android, that guy.
Yep, he is.
I love everyone.
Yeah.
He's an insane golfer.
The Dougie Line is brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can reach us 24 hours a day. Just leave us a message. We play them twice a morning, 6:40 and 8:40-ish. What do you got, James?
Well, we talked about, I think Jason, shopping on an empty stomach is bad. You spend more money.
$26 more on average if you're shopping on an empty stomach.
Fella has called in, and then he's kind of explained grocery shopping, though.
Oh.
Okay.
You can talk a little bit about shopping on an empty stomach or not, and you just said you spend $26 more on average if you're shopping hungry. I say it's the best way to shop when you're hungry. Maybe even after a little bit of the devil's lettuce, too. And you just double down on it. Instead of just spending a little extra, you just make it your big shopping trip for like a week or two. And you get everything that your stomach says, oh, yeah, baby, give me that. And you come home with not even just unhealthy snacks. Get the healthy stuff. Get the meat deals. Get the sales and a bunch of stuff. Make it worth it, you know? And you know what? I say shop hungry. Shop hungry.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah. Shop hungry. Buy what you like. Yeah.
Thanks for explaining grocery shopping. You know, you can get the meats. You can look for sales. You sure can, fella.
He's just saying if you're hungry and a little bit on the devil's lettuce, you'll just overbuy and then you'll have all the good stuff at home.
Yeah, if you're not concerned about spending the extra money, then go hungry.
Most people are concerned currently about spending extra money, but
stomach says, oh yeah, baby, give me that.
Problem is, it's a, what do you call it there?
Conundrum?
No, where like something makes something else worse and then it makes something else worse. Like if you're trying to save money. And
butterfly effect?
Compounds?
Yeah, because then you got to buy new pants after you've gained all the weight from all this food.
I see.
You know, might need some new shirts. So just
from buying all that extra food.
Well, if you're trying to save money, it's probably not the best way to do it. But yeah, I messed it up by not being able to think of it. It's still not the word I was looking for, but it's fine. Jamie, what else you got?
Okay, family vacations, right? They're not cheap. No. But this, I don't know if this is an accurate price. This seems high.
Hi, guys. This call has nothing to do with anything, but I work at a bar, and one of my regulars just went to Florida, and him, his wife, and his two daughters went to Universal Studios. And they said for one day pass, just to get into the park for one day, and they also, like, added the fast pass, came to just over $3,000 Canadian. Like, it was $550 American each. Isn't that insane for one day at a theme park? Okay, that's it. Thanks. Bye.
I believe it. You got to plan ahead for these things. Yeah. If you just walk up and say, hey, we're going for the day, that's where they get you. If you go and get a package or get it through your hotel or something like that, or the travel planner, then it'll be much more reasonable.
Like, that's
still
crazy.
But, yeah.
$550 for a child? Yeah. Just because the fast pass?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a walk-up price. But still, it will still be expensive. It just won't be that expensive.
Like, that's crazy.
It's a lot.
So, like, Disney, let's say.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there in a while.
Rammed, okay? Always rammed. Do you think they make more money off of that or off of their, like...
What's the one in Florida? World?
Disney World is in Florida, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you think Disney still makes...
I was going to say a lot of money.
Yes.
I know Disney makes a lot of money. Yeah.
What?
But, like, do you think they make more money off other things or...
What?
Is the theme park, like, still a steady income?
I don't think it's a steady income. It's fine, but I don't think it's making what, like, their movies make.
No. I guess not.
All the other stuff.
But, I mean, when you stay at a resort, it costs a lot of money. You eat in their restaurants, it costs a lot of money. You pay for the park, it costs a lot of money. Yeah. You buy the merchandise in there.
Sure.
It's all expensive.
Which theme park you want to go to? All tickets and passes. Here we go. Sorry, it's taking forever.
Oh, you're trying to plan a Disney vacation? It'll take you several minutes.
I'm just trying to see the prices for
Yeah, it'll still take you several minutes.
Different hacks you can do too.
$3.99.
Oh my god.
For a single day?
5 day or longer tickets.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, Universal Studios seems to be more expensive than Disney.
For a Canada resident. $3.99.
Disney
starting at
$3.99. If you plan on going, they're always offering discounts to Canadians.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you're going, go to the Target outside the park, and they have all the exact same, like, stuffed animals and hats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we could get that.
Five
for,
days,
like, half the price. Yeah, sure, do 5 days. Yeah.
5 days? All right. Which 5 days?
It's
like $110 a day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not that, like, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
And if you buy a package, if you stay there, it all gets rolled into one, and then you don't think about how much money you spent until you see your credit card later.
Yeah. There's reasons why people save up for...
Of course.
9 years.
It's great.
To go
it's
to
worthwhile.
Disney.
It's a fun trip.
I went when I was very young, long, long time ago.
Never brought my kids. Like, we want to go eventually when our kid is older.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, we're saving.
We'll start a GoFundMe
account
for two kids.
Oh my god!
To Disney World.
I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Why not?
Because of all the people who desperately want to go and can't, I wouldn't be able to do that. And then just because of the position I'm in on the radio, that'd be ridiculous.
What other gain have you got from this position that you're 15 years in it?
Well, I get lots of joy every day. I come into work and have laughs with my bestest friends.
All right.
And I have the best boss in the world.
Right. But if you could have all that and a free trip to Disney.
Well, yeah, but I just don't want to broadcast it. Like, take it.
No, here's, okay.
I just don't want to rub it in everyone's face. Of course I would take it. I take, you know me, take anything free.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
I just want to rub it in everyone's face.
Well, you're rubbing it in your faces. How much good we've done? Come on, you can take one trip for yourself. The amount of money we raised for folks.
How about this?
He's convinced me.
If there's a family going to Disney and you want to take Jamie with you,
you got to take his family.
Oh, just him.
Or if you're from Disney listening, this guy deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
Hook him up, Disney. You don't have enough money?
Yeah.
Hey, Mouse Boy, you don't got enough money to send our friend over here?
He's not in charge.
Huh?
Yeah, Mouse Boy is not in charge.
He's just a mascot.
Yeah.
He doesn't run the park.
Hey. It's his wife. That's who runs it. You got to get in with Minnie. You got to get in with Minnie. That's why she makes all the
compliment
rules.
Compliment her bow ties.
Yeah. Nice tail. All right, that got weird.
It sure did.
That's it for this edition of the Dougie.
Yeah.
The Dougie Line. Ottawa's
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
You want to listen to our whole show in its entirety. Our podcast is uploaded every day on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else. Give us a listen. Biggs and Bar Show. Appreciate it. Don't forget, if you're a business or an entertainer that wants to party with us on May 4th in Carlton Place, go to Shea106.com and register there. We're going to go through some of them today. Anything else, gents? A payday, another chance at 9 o'clock to get paid to listen to this radio station. Keep listening. Amy's coming up. We good?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Enjoy the sunshine. And if Walt's listening...
He's dead.
Well, they froze his body, so I don't know.
He's not listening.
They might have piped a speaker into his frozen head chamber, wherever they keep his body. Didn't they freeze Walt? Isn't Walt Disney frozen? Isn't he on ice waiting for a cure for whatever?
It sounds right, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like something Disney would try to pull off.
Well, if you're the keeper of Walt's head, give a little whisper into his ear. Say, hey, there's a ginger fella on Ottawa radio that really deserves a trip to our parks with his family, but he doesn't make enough money. Because Jason and Jamie, or Jason and Chris, won't give him a raise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're in charge of it.
Yeah. But just make us the villains, then people will cheer for you.
Oh, okay. I see.
Anyways, we hope you have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. I'm not backing off. We're getting you to Disney. I don't care.
Okay, thanks.
What it takes. I'll be the jerk.
I'm all in for it, except actually giving him money to do it. I won't pay for it.
No. We'll get others to cover that. Yeah, for sure.
I'll throw in a tenner. That's it.
The Biggs and Bar Show.